सहज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
शङ्करं
शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तव गोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So in our last session, we started inquiry into Atman. Before that, we have completed what is Anatman. So Shankaracharya says, Atha te sam pravakshami swarupam paramatmanah. Atha now. Te pravakshami, I will tell you in detail, fully. What you will tell, swarupam paramatmanah. Swarup, the nature of Paramatma, the nature of Atman, the Supreme Self. What will happen? Kya milega? Why should I know it? Why should I inquire about Atman? Immediately Shankaracharya says, the people they want. Kya milega pehle batao? Then I will come to the class. He says, yad vigyaya naro bandhan mukta. By knowing that, by knowing Atman, what will happen? Bandhan, mukta, the bondage. What is that bondage? Anarthakari parampara. What is anarthakari parampara?
Avidya,
kam, karma. This is anarthakari parampara, bondage. You will be released from this. Avidya, kam, karma. Bandhan, mukta. Okay, phir kya hoga? After that, he says, Kaivalyam asnute. Kaivalyam, you will be liberated. Then, Paramanand Prapti will be there. You will get bliss. Because we all want sukh only, na? So, Paramanand sukh will be available. Gurudeva beautifully explained. Says, once the self is fully apprehended subjectively, it is not objectively, It has to be experience in us. That is subjective experience. Theoretical knowledge is not going to help. It has to be our own experience. Yesterday we were discussing about Shruti, Yukti, Anubhuti. First we have to listen, Shruti. Then by Yukti, by logic you have to understand, form understanding. Then after that, Anubhuti, you have to experience. This is subjective experience. Man's personality will be released from all persecution of matters with its low demands. All our persecutions are only here. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OAT. This is the source of sorrow. And why it is giving me sorrow? It is giving me sorrow because we are attached to it. To any place, to any person, any being we are not attached, it will never give us sorrow. The moment we get attached to it, something, it will give sorrow. The only source of our sorrow is anatma. That we have decided many times. And the sorrow comes because we are attached. So if you don't want sorrow, what you have to do?
Detach.
Shastra is not saying leave this world, leave this body, leave your house, leave your bank balance. No. Enjoy everything, but don't get attached. That's all. He will be released from the bondage created by his own unintelligent and pain-giving identifications. This attachment is unintelligent. If we inquire, you will find that the sorrow is coming from the place where I am attached. That's all. Whenever the sorrow comes, try to find out. You are attached there. Not only will he be liberated from his unnecessary sorrows, but he will also come to experience the pure oneness of his own self. Pure oneness of own self means that self is Sachidananda. So you have left behind the sorrows which is coming from the world by detachment. And now you are attached to Atman. So you get Paramananda. Kaivalya is the state of liberation from BMI, PFT and OET. Liberation from BMI, PFT, OET doesn't mean that you have to leave this body. No. You don't have to leave this body, mind and equipment. When one is released from all the equipments and their objects, pure knowledge is experienced. So whenever we do neti, 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 what is Atman? Not this, not this, not this. Whole world you negate. Then whatever remains is Atman. According to the Rishi, this is Kaivalya. This is Kaivalya. We have to reach up to this state. Theoretically we understand, but we have to experience it. Yad vigyaya. Vigyaya means only one, not jnana. Vigyaya means vigyan. Vigyan means it should become your own wisdom. Vigyaya. Then he says, asti kaschit. There is something. After negating the whole world, don't say it is sunya. Asti. The existence is there. Kaschit. Why you are saying kaschit? Kaschit because I can't describe, I can't define it. Therefore, kaschit. Asti kasti, there is something. How is that nityam? Nityam. Nityam is eternal. It's permanent. You cannot destroy it. There is no modification. There is no birth. There is no death in that. Nityam. Aham pratyay lambana. Aham pratyay. What is this aham pratyay? PFT is aham pratyay. Pratyay means thought. Aham pratyay. I am the small I. It is the supporter of small I. Supporter of small I means small I is false. Who is real? That big I is real. So big I is supporting small I. consciousness is big I is supporting the small I ego. How this ego comes? The moment the Atman or Anatman come into contact, there is a reflection. And when the reflection happens, there is ego. Ego will come. So this ego is supported by consciousness. Consciousness can remain without ego, but the ego cannot remain. So who is a jiva? Jiva is consciousness plus ego is equal to jiva. Simple mathematics. Consciousness plus ego is jiva minus ego. What we have to do? Remove the ego. That's all. Sadhana, practice, remove the ego. So long the ahankar is there, it's very difficult. Avasthatraya sachi is the avasthatraya. What is this avasthatraya? Jagrat, swapna, susupti. Three avasthas, these three states come every day. And the peculiarity, the speciality of this three state is when Jagrat is there, other two are absent. There is no deep sleep and there is no dream state. Although some people are in Jagrat avastha, they do the dream. Daydreaming they do sometime. But it says there are three avasthas. And this is Sakshi. Is witness of all these three avasthas. Panchakosa bilakshana. Panchakosa. Annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya kosa. Bilakshana is different. Its nature is different from panchakosa. What is the nature of panchakosa?
Changing.
Perishing. Modifying. Everything. And how is that? Bilakshana. It's different. It's not changing. It's not modifying. It's not perishing. Gurudev writes, but all through the changes, the subjective sense of I-ness has remained changeless. Here Gurudev is talking about the small I. All the changes are happening, but the small I, the experience in me, in the childhood, in adulthood, in the old age, is one and same. Experience is one and same. It's not changing. In all conditions, good or bad or indifferent, this something in our life within us has remained unchanged, and this is generally indicated by the word I. The subject I remains changeless entity common in all changes, experiencing them all. In each one of us, it takes up the different attitude at different places, at different times. Gurudev is talking about the ego, the small I which is changing. Such as childhood or youth and old age, waking, dream and deep sleep, happy or unhappy, in all such circumstances behind the very subject I, there is a common changeless factor, consciousness. So behind the small I is the big I. Big I means consciousness. Satchidananda is there. In the substratum, the consciousness is there with us, and upon that there is a superimposition. That superimposition is ego. And this ego also remains same. It's the experiencer. In the childhood, in the adulthood, in all cases, in all three avastha, it remains same. And it has got different attitude, different experiences, different expressions at different times. This factor is by its own nature formless and changeless. The big I is formless, we call it nirakar, changeless, nirvikar. Depending upon which we have the constant experience of I, our individuality, ego. On that consciousness, our small I is dependent. The subject in each one of us is a mere witness of three states of consciousness, the waking, the dream, and deep sleep states. In the waking state, it is called waker. In the dream state, it is called dreamer. And in the deep sleep state, it is called deep sleeper. I remains a mere witness. Atman being the witness of the three states of consciousness, it is indeed something other than the five C's. Other than the five C's, food, seed, prana, mana, buddhi, and anandamaya course. The Atman is not identified with and therefore is never limited by any of these seeds. And we have many times seen Atman is never identified or never affected by these five C's. Because it is only witnessing. It is something other than them, knowing them and their individual involvement in the world around and within. So what is happening, what these five C's are doing? It is witnessing, it knows everything. Yo bijanati sakalam jagrat svapna susuptisu. Yo bijanati sakalam, it knows. Bijanati, it's not only janati, bijanati, it knows everything. Sakalam is not that it knows only 98%, 99%. No, it knows 100%. Sakalam, what is happening in the jagrat, svapna, and susupti. So whatever is happening in jagrat, svapna, susupti, it knows. Whether you express it or you don't accept it, it knows. Buddhi tadva vritti sadbhavam abhavam aham iti ayam. Buddhi, the functions of buddhi, whether there is a thought, that also it knows. When there is no thought, in the deep sleep there is no thought, that also it knows. The consciousness knows the presence of a thought and absence of thought also. And where is this? I am this. It is not far away. It is this. It is here. You can get it here and now. I am is here. Gurudev beautifully, right? That faculty in me, because of which I am able to know constantly all my experience of waking, dream, and deep sleep state, is called Atman or the Self. By this faculty, I am not only aware of the world of objects around me, but I am also equally aware of the equipments of the knowledge within me and their main function. I know my equipment, I know my Bahikaran. What is Bahikaran? How many are there?
Five.
10. Organ of perception and organ of acceptance, action, 10. And what is Antakaran? Chatushtaya, mana buddhi. So Bahikaran and Antakaran, this self, it knows Bahikaran and Antakaran and their function. I know my intellect, the instrument with which I know other things. All my inner equipments, Antakaran, are also object of my experience from the standpoint of the self. In the mind and intellect, where all the activities are disturbances, I am equally aware of the absence of all vritti as in the deep sleep. The agitations and also the absence of agitations are also known. I am aware not only of my intellect and the thoughts in it, but also the absence of thought. This knower I is this here. The great consciousness to be realized as the subjective essence. Don't try to make it an object, you will never be successful. In each one of us, it is the consciousness alone which knows constantly the world of objects around us, as well as the intellect and its thoughts, nay, even the absence of thoughts. Remember, the intellect can investigate only the presence of a things. Gurudev is writing, intellect can do only think about a presence of a thing. Consciousness can illumine their absence as well. This grand knowing principle constantly in living us, it is the self we talk of as this, the subject. I am reading Gurudev's commentary because it's very important. We are passing through a very important subject, Atman, and Shankaracharya has given only 11 or 12 verses on Atman. While discussing Anatma, he took 52 verses. Yam paschati swayam sarvam, yam na paschati kaschana. Yam paschati swayam sarvam, it sees everything. That Atman sees everything. But yam na paschati kaschana, but nobody can see the Atman. Why nobody can see the Atman? Because you cannot make it object. You can never make it an object. But you can experience it. You can experience it. Yas chetayati buddhyadi na taddam chetitayam. Buddhyadi, buddhi and all these are inert things. Chetayati, it illumines. It gives sentiency. The source of sentiency is only one. That Atman, that Brahman. Buddhi is inert. Why buddhi is inert? Because it is made of subtle five elements. And subtle five elements are inert. Therefore, buddhi is also inert. Thoughts are also inert. Who illumines? Because of the chetan tattva, it illumines. That which by its own light sees everything at all times is the knowing principle. This is the same truth in all physical bodies, so everybody's experience is the experience of the divine. What a great statement. So Atman in me and Atman in ant is the one and same. It's the same divine thing. And it is the knowing factor. Whenever anybody knows anything, he knows it because of the same knowing principle. That is why this principle is called all-knower. Consciousness knows through me my experiences, through you your experiences, and through her experiences. Thus through every physical body and every mind and intellect at all times, it illumines everything with its awareness, but consciousness cannot be known through any of these equipments. I can see an object, but object cannot see me. I can see an apple, apple cannot see me. Mind can see eyes, but eyes cannot see mind. Self can see the mind, but the mind cannot see self. Because gross can never see subtle. The sense organs, the mind, etc. are all made of matter, therefore they are inert. That which gives illumination to these equipments to function in their respective field, that which is not illumined by any of these equipment, that is this Atman. That is this Atman, it is here. The self, the consciousness is the source of all sentiency. So wherever you see the sentiency, the same Atman or Brahman is the source of sentiency. This great reality lends sentiency to all matter vessels, whether the matter vessels have no sentiency of their own to lend to the consciousness. Therefore, Upanishad receives roar out that this whole world is illumined by with his light. Now we come to our next word. 128.
Yena vishvamidam vyaptam.
Yena vishvamidam vyaptam.
Yamna vyapnoti kinchana.
Yamna vyapnoti kinchana.
Abharupamidam sarvam.
Abharupamidam sarvam.
Yambhantam manubhap. అనుభాతయం యం భాంతం అనుభాతయం యేన విశ్వమిదం వ్యాప్తం యం న వ్యాప్నోతి కించన ఆభారూపమిదం సర్వం యం భాంతం అనుభాతయం.
I am, the last word is the I am of this sloka. I am this, it is here, now, it is present. But we can't experience it with our organs of perception and mind. You cannot grasp it, but it is present. Yena Vishwam Idam Vyaptam, by which whole world is pervaded, all pervading. How it pervades? How the whole is pervaded by the Desatman? We tell our children, God is everywhere. God is everywhere, see. This is. It pervades the whole world. How? Existence. Principle of existence. What is this principle of existence? You will find easiness everywhere. This isness you cannot see with your eyes. But you can understand with the eye of wisdom. Chair is, camera is, light is, tree is, sun is, moon is, star is. Isness is everywhere. Even everything is destroyed, the isness will remain. It gets slowly, slowly transferred. And we have seen many times how the isness is transferred. Tree is there, cut it, it will become log. Again cut the log, it will become plank. Log is gone, plank is. From the plank make the furniture. Plank is gone, now furniture is. Isness is there. Burn the furniture. As is. So isness is not destroyed. Name and forms will be destroyed. Isness will remain. Yena Vishwamidam Vyaptam is pervaded. Yam na vyapnoti kinchan, but nobody can pervade Atman. It is only one way. The nearest example of pervasiveness we can tell you about the akash, the space. Space pervades everything. But it is subtler than space also. Atman pervades the space also. We say na vyaptam jagat yena chidatma bhavat rajva yathahari characharam yat. The consciousness pervades everywhere. Why it pervades? Cause pervades effect. From the gold you make gold ornament. Gold pervades all ornaments. So the principle is cause pervades effect. Who is the ultimate cause of the whole world? Brahman. Brahman has a power called Maya Shakti. Whenever we want to explain the world, we have to bring in Maya. Without Maya, we cannot explain. Why you can't explain without Maya? Because the nature of two are totally opposite. All anatma are changing, perishable, and Brahman is. So if I say it is coming from Brahman's crate, then what will happen? Only imperishable things can come from Brahman. But here we find everything is changing and perishable. So we have to bring in Maya factor. And from the Maya then came the Mahatattva, Ahankar, this and that, all things then came. So Maya is inert. What is Maya? Brahmasraya. In Tattva Bodh we have seen Brahmasraya. It is dependent on the Brahman. It cannot stay. It cannot exist without Brahman. Because Brahman lends the existence. Only Brahman has got the existence, the isness. Isness only Brahman has got. The Maya, Maya is inert. So Maya is also dependent on Brahman. And from that Maya came all the inert things. And Brahman supported. Vyaptam yin jagadin chidatma bhava. This chidatma, this consciousness is pervading everything. How? Rajva yathahari characharam yat. Like the Rajju. Rajju means the rope. Rope pervades snake. So in our this example, rope is the Adhishthan. Rope is Atman. And what is superimposed that on that rope? Snake. This snake, this rope pervades. Without rope, snake can never, you can't see snake. So Adhishthan and Adhyastha, that is the relationship here. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Yena sarvam idam tatam. Tatam means it is pervaded by that. So either you study this or Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, wherever you go, it will say that is, he pervades everything. And another law is that the subtle pervades gross. In the Panchakosha Vivek also we have said, grossest is Annamaya. Then after that, subtler than Annamaya is Pranamaya. Why do you say Pranamaya is subtle? Because prana controls the body, number one. Number two, the body, if you don't diet, if you eat lavishly every day cheese, so what will happen? You will grow. But there is a limit. After that, you can't grow. You might have seen people buying two seeds for one person to sit. But have you seen person buying four seeds or three seeds? No, not required. You can't grow more than that. But the prana, inhale, exhale, you can experience. It's going beyond body also. Mind is subtler. You are sitting here, mind goes. But mind can go to the places where you have gone already. But the intellect is more subtler. It can go to the places where you have not gone also. And subtler than that is the Anandamaya course, your vasana. Your vasana control all these. Vasana is the controller, your likes and dislikes. Control all Panchakosha. But all these Panchakoshas are innate only. Who is giving the sentience? He is more subtler. The subtlest is that. Okay, tell me the nature of the Atman. Abharupam idam sarvam. Abharupam. Prakashrupam is the illuminator. Paramatma is the illuminator of everything. So buddhi is inert. But by buddhi we are knowing. How we are knowing? Because it is being illumined. Sentience is given by that. How the sentience is coming? When the anatma vastu and atma vastu is there, in the anatma, in our buddhi, is the subtle which receives the reflection of consciousness. The moment reflection of consciousness comes, is the ego is there. The subtle body is illumined. From the subtle body, it goes to the gross body. So we get the sentience in each and every part of our body. So it is coming in the buddhi, then comes to the subtle equipments, then comes to the gross equipments. So this is borrowed light. Whatever we have got is borrowed. All the indriya, they have borrowed light. And we are chak-chak, glowing. Sometimes people borrow from the bank, a lot of money. And then at that time, you see the glow. It's a borrowed glow. And if they are not able to repay, glow is gone. Put into the jail, all glow gone. Similarly, the moon also has got the borrowed light. It's shining, but that sign is borrowed. Similarly, our sign is also borrowed. There was one Mirza Ghalib. Have you heard the name of Mirza Ghalib? Yeah. He used to write Ghazal and Sairi. So these people are always must, they don't earn, for livelihood. Kuch nahi hai. So day and night they are writing only. Khana to khana hai, to kaise hoga? So they always borrow. रिपेमेंट किसको? मस्त है. तो वन क्रेडिटर केम, मिर्जा यू टुक मनी, गिव मी रिटर्न मनी. मिर्जा बोला आई डोंट हैव मनी. तो ही वाज गेटिंग एंग्री. ओके वेट 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 वेट. ही ब्रॉट सम स्वीट्स एंड सर्व्ड हिम. बोले व्हाट, यू आर सर्विंग स्वीट आल्सो? यू हैव गॉट द मनी, यू बॉट द स्वीट? बोले नो नो नो, इट्स आल्सो बोरोड मनी. सो बुद्धि, आवर बुद्धि ऑल्सो बोरोज दैट लाइट सेंसियंसी फ्रॉम दैट कॉन्सियसनेस. बट देयर न तत्र सूर्यो भाति न चंद्र तारकम, न तत्र सूर्यो भाति, सन कैन नॉट इल्यूमिन, देन मून कैन नॉट इल्यूमिन, देन तारकम कैन नॉट इल्यूमिन, देन लाइटनिंग न विद्युत कुतो अग्नि द फायर. ओनली देयर आर फाइव सोर्सेस ऑफ इल्यूमिनेशन इन आवर दिस वर्ल्ड. सो न तत्र सूर्यो भाति न चंद्र तारकम, all these five cannot illumine that. Why surya cannot illumine? Who proves the existence of the surya? Surya is also inert. If my eyes backed by sentiency is not there, you cannot prove the existence of sun. Can you prove? No. So consciousness is required. Before the sun also existence was there. Existence, consciousness, bliss was there even before this whole creation came. So earlier it was said, Bijanati, Pasyati, now it is said, Vyapnuti. Now the question is the self order, mind and senses to function? Is the self orders mind and senses to function? That is answered in our next verse.
Yasya sannidhi matrena,
yasya sannidhi matrena,
dehendriya manodhiyah,
dehendriya manodhiyah,
vishayeshu svakiyeshu,
vishayeshu
svakiyeshu, vartante preritayiva,
vartante preritayiva,
यस्य सन्निधि मात्रेन देहेन्द्रिय मनोधियः विषयेषु स्यकीयेषु वर्तन्ते प्रेरिताइव.
यस्य सन्निधि मात्रेन देह इंद्रिय मनोधियः, बिकॉज ऑफ द क्लोजनेस. सन्निधि मात्रेन, ओनली बाय प्रेजेंस, दैट्स ऑल. It's not giving order. It's not telling the equipment to function. No. Mere presence. Yes, sannidhi matrena. Mere presence. What happened? Deha, indriya, mana, dhi. Gross body, indriya senses, mind, intellect. In the mere presence, they start functioning. How? Just like the electricity. In the presence of the electricity, different equipment start functioning. Electricity never says to the bulb, glow, or to the fan, start giving breeze. No. Only by presence of electricity, different equipment start functioning. Similarly, by mere presence of the sentience in us, all the equipments, eyes, ears, hand, legs, mind, dhi, everything start functioning. They all have got different function. They all have different function. They start doing their functions. Sannidhi matrena, mere presence, this shows that there is no doership in this consciousness. This is the important part to be noted. we always say, Atman is akarta, not doer. So it shows sannidhi matrena, only presence. Kaise hota hai bhai sannidhi matrena? Like when boss is there, na, everybody is on his desk. So when you enter an office, if you find that all desks are occupied, know it for sure the boss is there. Sannidhi matrena, his presence is sufficient. Somebody gave the definition of boss. Boss is that person who always comes early when we are late, and he is late when we leave. He is boss. So his presence is so powerful. Like the boss presence is so powerful that everybody is present, working table, on the table. Similarly, when the consciousness is present, then all the indriyas and everything starts. Viseshu swakiyesu vartante. In viseshu swakiyesu, all the organs of perception and action, they start being. Eyes will start seeing, ears will start hearing, hands will start grasping, leg will start walking. Swakiyesu viseshu. In their own field, they start working. Prerita iv. Iv means as if. Prerita. As if ordered by master. As if ordered by master. In one of the Upanishads, it is said that the sun rises every morning as if somebody is behind with a thunderbolt, standing. Chalo, kaam karo. Prerita iv. As if somebody is there. We have studied in Kena Upanishad also. Kene sitam patitam presitam manah kena prana prathama praiti yuktah kene sitam vachimam badanti chakchu srotram kauvadevo yunakti. Willed by whom, directed by whom, this mind, prana, senses and the body start functioning. Who is that director? Who willed this? So slowly, slowly, slowly we come to know. Ay. Yeah. Where is he? Pratibodha viditam. Where will I find him? Pratibodha viditam. Pratibodha. Pratibodha means in each bodha, in each experience, in each thought is there. He is illuminating. So what we have to do? Just thoda sa nazar ghuma do, bas aur kya hai? We are seeing the thoughts only, na? See the illuminator of the thought. That's all. Is there. So here Atma has no doership. Like the sun rises, everybody starts functioning. Some people say the sun has got something to do with our blood. The moment sun rises, everybody becomes active. Whole nature becomes active. So it has some relationship. So here we have to understand the mere presence is sufficient for the function of everything. And there is no doership. The next verse is going to tell us that it is illuminating. Atman is only illuminating. That's all. That is their function.
Ahankaradi dehanta.
Ahankaradi dehanta.
Vishayascha sukhadayah.
Vishayascha sukhadayah.
Vedyante ghatavatyena. Vedyante ghatavatyena nitya bodha swarupina. Nitya bodha swarupina. Ahankaradi dehanta. Vishayascha sukhadayah. Vedyante ghatavatyena nitya bodha swarupina.
So what are the objects that are illumined by Atma? The whole thing is being said here. Ahankar, your ego is illumined. Ego, PFT. Ahankar. And from ahankar to, is the subtlest thing. Dehant, deha ant, up to the end of the gross body. Dehant. Then visayascha, visayascha means all the visay. How many visay are there? Five. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. That covers the whole world. So it illumines my ego. It illumines everything between ego to body. What are the things between ego to and gross body? All the senses, mind, intellect, everything. Dehan, visayascha, sukhadaya, visaya, all the sense objects, and sukhadi, sukh, dukh, all the emotions also, it is illumined by that. Vedyante ghatpadena, vedyante are known as pot, ghat means as pot. Yen means that by which. They are known as object. All these things are known as object. He is the illuminator, and starting from the ego, ahankar, to the dehant, and all the objects, and sukhadi, all the emotions, these are all known like a ghat, like a, we see at a pot, ghatvat. This body is also called ghat, you know. Many Mahatma says, ghat ghat mein panchi bole. The Atma is the panchi. Ghat ghat mein bole. Then sometimes we say, na, hans ud jayega ek ghat se. Hans ud jayega means the subtle body goes out. This is ghat. So as the ghat is seen, same way this Atman sees the ahankar, sees all the organs of perception and action, sees the gross body, sees the visaya, and all emotions also. But nahi drashtu drashte viparilope vidyate avanishati tvat. Vision of Atma never perishes, always shines, because it is avinashi. These all other things will change. Starting from your ego to the whole world, it is changing and perishing, but that Atma Tattva is Abhinasi. Nitya Bodha Sarupina, of the nature of eternal knowledge, it is constantly illuminating whether thought is there or not. What should we do? How should we reach there? So it is said, don't look at the object. Many people only look at the object. Those who are extrovert, they look only at the object. The introvert will see, I am seeing the bulb. From the bulb, I will go to the filament. From the filament, I will go to the electricity. Introvert. So from the visaya, I will come to the body. From the body, I will come to the senses. From the senses, I will come to the mind and intellect. And from the mind and intellect, I will see the consciousness. Introvert. The extrovert, he will see only outside. So extrovert is interested in objects, and introvert wants to know who is illuminating the objects. So if you want to know the Paramatma, go within. Go within. All the objects shine because of the sign of the Paramatma, and we get attracted by them and get stuck in that. So Atma se milna hai. Kaha mile? Buddhi mein, is inside. That is why all the scriptures say, first you go inside. Then after that, with open eyes also, you can see outside also. For meeting him inside, you have to close eyes first. Close eyes means withdraw from the world. And one experience is sufficient. One experience is sufficient. It's not that every day you have to meditate and go there and meet him. Not required. Once you know, sufficient. And what is this Atman is coming in our the next verse. We'll take it up on our next class. Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Shri Om Namah Hari Om.